You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When you hear the term Black Muslims, what may come to mind is the Nation of Islam, Malcolm X, or if you're from Oakland, the controversial Your Black Muslim Bakery. Najla Mu'min wants to tell a different story. The filmmaker's latest production is about a teenage girl, 17-year-old Summer. She parties and dances and explores love, all while trying to preserve the close bond with her mother, who just converted to Islam. Summer finds herself in two worlds that don't always make sense together, but strangely, both bring her solace and excitement. Najla is one of the directors of the popular TV show Queen Sugar. Her film won official selection at South by Southwest, and it was named one of 8 standout films to see by Vogue. I caught up with Najla at her home to talk about the film. First, she walks me through one of her favorite scenes. The protagonist, Summer, is at a pizza joint.
Summer is hanging out in a pizza parlor with her friends. She walks up to the sales girl or the barista to get more pepperoni slices on her pizza.
Can I get like 2 more pepperonis on my pizza slice?
That'll be $2 extra.
And the barista tells her that she'll have to pay extra money. Summer does not want to pay extra money, so she...
You have a really nice smile.
...flirts with the woman at the counter to get more pepperoni on her pizza slice, which she is successful at doing.
Are you Puerto Rican?
No, Ethiopian.
Just as beautiful. Thank you.
So, is that your new boo?
In that pizza parlor, that is a part of a performance that she is trying to do to get what she wants, but also kind of discovering this new kind of sexual self that she is exploring. So it's like a combination of her piecing together her identity and then also her being a shapeshifter and being a performer.
My identity is shaped by my parents. They come from 2 very different worlds. My father from a large family, my mother from a small, broken family. Because of that, she made her own way, lives by her own rules. I do too. My mother always says life is about growth, about reinvention. I like to switch things up, explore new styles, read new books. I dance because my grandmother danced. Movement is one of my only connections to my lineage, to my DNA.
So let's talk about the relationship between 17-year-old Summer and her mom, Jade, who is in the process of becoming Muslim. That relationship is tense.
You know, the conflict there is that she wants to be accepted by her mother. She wants to continue to be loved, but she wants to be herself, you know? And I think who she is may not be acceptable to the new person that her mother is becoming. And that is where things get a little scary for Summer, because she was used to being herself and her mom being okay with that. And now who she is or who she's becoming is not someone her mother wants her to be, and that is something that is causing a rift.
Girl, do you think this is a game? I have finally found something that makes me happy, and you want to mock it instead of maybe learning something.
Learning what? How to hide behind scarves and holy passages instead of just saying you want to screw a man and finally be accepted for once.
I don't want to hear another word from you. You need to learn some respect. You need to be in the masjid every weekend instead of running around in the streets looking at stripper videos.
It's art, Mom.
It's trash, Summer.
So a lot of people have an image of the black church, but not really the black mosque. And you took us there in this film many times. How important was it to you to bring the black mosque into the film in such a prominent way?
It was so important to me because, like, my earliest experiences growing up were in a mosque, in a masjid, where I felt so loved, and I felt a part of a community, and it was the first world that I knew growing up. It was the norm for me. Like, it was just normal to be a Muslim and to be in the mosque.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. It was good to see you today.
Good to see you too.
This must be your daughter.
Yes, this is Summer.
Assalamu alaikum, young sister.
Same to you.
Please excuse her. She is new to all of this, a new believer like me.
Well, this is the place for new believers. Those with love in their hearts seeking truth.
Yes, the truth.
You know, we're just kind of fed like the same narrative of what it is to be a Muslim. And a lot of times people I know don't identify with that, or they just feel left out of it. And so there just exists a void of representation for African-American Muslims. And in my film, there's definitely different races in there, but I really try to put a lot of attention toward the people and the details that show that this is a mosque that is really privileging the African-American experience, whether it's through having bean pies in there, bean pies, which have a very interesting history in African-American Islam in terms of the Nation of Islam and just how they've continued to be pies that people love. My father always has some bean pies when I go home and we eat them. But it was really important for me to paint this location as just a world unto itself where, these characters, they're comfortable. They might be uncomfortable, especially for Summer. You know, she has a different energy in there, but eventually comes to really appreciate being in there. So it's complicated, but I wanted it to be a space of beauty and of peace, especially for Jade's character.
Why'd you name the film Jin?
Yeah, it's called Jin because the character Summer in the film, when she is kind of introduced to this community, she is introduced to the idea of Jin and the mythology of Jin, being spirits who exist in kind of dual worlds, who are shapeshifters, who do have some influence over people in terms of maybe tempting them to do things that they're not supposed to do, to be bad or good, to have free will like humans have, but in free will. You can do some really devious things. And so as she is really exploring her identity and who she wants to be and her role as kind of a shapeshifter in herself, she is kind of creating a parallel to Jin and, you know, what their role is with people.
What do you want people to take away from this film? What do you want them to be thinking about?
That feeling of connecting with another person. And in this case, they will connect with people who they might have never thought they would. And I just think that's really beautiful if someone who never had a conversation with a Muslim or a black person can feel like connected and close to some people in my film. And it has happened many times with our screenings. And I just think that is really beautiful. And I'm always grateful for that.